Hello and welcome to another Crafted Audio Boo. I didn't get the chance to do any more audio boos while I was over in Bogota. The semi-finals and finals day of the World Barista Championships were an event like no other competition I've seen. It was incredibly exciting and the standard and quality of baristas and the effort that the judges put in to make sure that those baristas were being judged well was quite phenomenal. It was a huge buzz amongst the audience, and the result of Alejandro Mendez from El Salvador winning couldn't have been a better result. It was a really well-fought barista championships. The sportsmanship and camaraderie between the baristas out the back in the room was fantastic to see, and it's always one of the biggest buzzes of the World Barista Championships is seeing that sort of team structure, even between competitors coming out. The after party was probably the best party I've ever been to in my life. Bogota certainly put on a show and a great display for the World Barista Championships, and I know everybody walked away having an absolute blast of a time. So unfortunately, being so busy in the semi-finals and final rounds meant that I didn't get an opportunity to interview any of the competitors. But what I am going to do is make you a promise that over the next few days I will sit down and do an interview with Hede Kono, the New Zealand Barista Champion, about some of his experiences in Colombia. Hede had the opportunity to go to a farm visit with the rest of the baristas before the competition, and he got to see lots of great things and be involved in a really exciting World Barista Championships. So we're almost all back in New Zealand at the moment. There are still a couple of the New Zealand travelling team members who were coming back through Chile, and they have been stuck because of the volcanic ash, so it's been a rather long week for them. Since we came back, we've had quite a lot of action here in Christchurch. I arrived back with the rest of the team on Thursday, and then we just got stuck back into our work on Monday, and we were to find that Christchurch has been hit with another earthquake, or another series of earthquakes. This time we had a 5.7 and a 6.3 come through and rocked the city on the afternoon of Monday, starting at about 1:50, about an hour later than the earthquakes that struck us in February. Fortunately this time, nobody was killed as a direct result of the earthquake, which is a real relief. But most certainly it has affected the city again. Lots more damage to houses, about another 50 buildings in the centre of city are going to be demolished. Lots of liquefaction has come up, especially through the eastern suburbs, those suburbs that are closer towards the sea. In a lot of cases, even more liquefaction has spurted up from the ground this time. But it is becoming a part of our lives at the moment, whether we like it or not. And Christchurch, I'm proud to say, is an incredibly resilient city, and everybody is fighting and trying to maintain some sense of normality. And here at Crafted, it's been as busy as ever, and it's been really exciting to come back off the WBC, being so excited about coffee, and then having an opportunity to share some of the new skills that we've learnt from the other competitors around the world on stage, and bring that back into our cafe. We've got some exciting coffees on the water and coming through, and we're going to be sharing those out with all of you through our subscription packages and also on our online shop. So make sure you check that out. There's lots happening there, and we will keep you posted. So thanks for joining in, and I'm going to keep this one nice and short. We will have another opportunity to have a conversation with Hede and also another couple of baristas. I'm also going to touch base with a couple of cafe owners in Christchurch who have been through a hard time realigning their businesses and trying to re-establish them as they move through from the earthquake. And I'll let you know what some of the ramifications of that has been for them. But from here on, thanks a lot for joining us. Enjoy some great coffee, and we look forward to catching up with you all soon.